pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And a good wet Friday to you, heading into the Memorial Day weekend. Hope we're taking you there. I know who's working this afternoon. Nobody's working this afternoon. Everybody's headed to the lake. Oh, wait. Everybody was headed to the lake. I'm sure the people at the lake that own the restaurants and bars are cringing right now. Doug Dude out today. He's partaking, as he does every year, in the Dane Creek Open, the Ord Golf Course, his beautiful hometown, which Doug refers to as God's country. Now, people can argue that and debate that, but we're pleased to be joined today by Todd Gatula from the Kearney Hub. And Todd, obviously a writer there, covers everything, but the story that people are interested in, Todd, that you've been covering, is the Craneview Link south of Kearney getting bought up, something that I think it's of local interest because it's another golf course which could add, that Gothenburg flair to the area, and a lot of people talk about Wild Horse and what it has to offer, but welcome to the show, first of all.
Thanks. That word open is going to be like Trout's for the Ord swim team, I think. Swim.
Well, the tee races, they get backed up on this hole, so I understand they have tee races where everybody puts a different colored tee and then you drop them. Everybody, you know, of course, there's no gambling at Bushwood, so they got to bet something else, you know, like pride or something. But they drop them in there. The tee races will go quickly, I have a feeling.
Tee regatta. Yeah, right. Golf course south of town. A lot of people excited about it.
I'm interested because I don't know how much is a normal person going to get a chance to play it.
Yeah, that's one thing they've reiterated from the start. It's going to start out from what it sounds like as a semi-private course. Anybody can have access. And then after a couple years, depending on how memberships go and that sort of thing, probably make it a private course. But with that said, they never want to alienate local players. So if you live within this region, you know, 5, 6, 7 county area, whatever they decide, you know, you show your ID, show you're from the area, you're going to be able to get on the thing and play it. It's not going to be like a Sandhills where you have to know somebody who knows somebody or get on the list. If you live here locally, they want to encourage local play. So it's going to be a nice addition. The guys behind it.
There's rumors out there there's a big name behind it. Have we confirmed the big name?
No. We've confirmed that they're trying to land a pro golfer. I think, you know, the name has been floated out there. I don't think we'll say it here today. I won't, but...
Well, Mark Calcavecchia's name has been floated out.
Okay, go ahead.
That's the name that a lot of people have
heard.
I
haven't got that confirmed through. That's the name that's floated out there. When you throw that name out there, the investors behind it say, we're working on landing a pro golfer, you know, to bring some name recognition to the course.
And about every place does that. The Dismal River, Jack Nicklaus has put his name on. There's a course at Valentine in which Tom Lehman is putting his name on.
Right.
Ben Crenshaw has put his name on the Sandhills, etc. So
what basically, there's some legitimacy behind what's going on. These investors have some money. They have the backing. They've got a big design firm out of Arizona helping with it. It's going to be, you know, and they've got the money to do it. And so they're going to be able to come in and do it right. Reshape the front nine, build a new nine, a nice clubhouse with a restaurant, a lot of amenities. They're talking about heated driving ranges year-round. Just, you know, it's going to be a legitimate course. And I think it'll benefit the other courses in the area, too. I think everybody's worried about what's that going to do to Meadowlark or Prairie Hills or Buffalo Ridge or any of the others around. I think it's actually going to draw golfers to the area, a lot of outside play. And those other courses are going to benefit just from having, I don't think...
The traffic. I mean, yeah. Those guys aren't going to play Craneview 4 days. You come for the weekend.
Sure.
And obviously, you go play different places as well. 1-888-455-3776. Get a hold of us. anytime on the Doug and Daddy Show, or shoot us an email anytime of the day at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Chris Mahalik, coach of the state champion Alma Cardinals, set to join us at the bottom of the hour. Since Doug's out, and we're going to have kind of obviously the rain theme going on all day. Derek's got some music pulled up, which Todd got in there earlier. They were working on all morning long. A lot of hours went
into all morning long.
Indianapolis 500 going on this weekend. Nebraska baseball continues today. The grilling will continue today. The refreshments, the coolers are getting filled up. People, we can't reiterate with this weekend being as big as it is every year. Please don't. Please, if you're going to imbibe in beverages, don't drink. Or don't drive, excuse me. But we're going to drink. There's no doubt about that. But we won't be driving. And we can't say that enough. It's no good for anybody. Lord knows there'll be enough state troopers and police out on the roads checking this weekend. So don't take that risk and risk the lives of other people. Do not drink and drive this weekend. Derek, we're also going to get to hear Boom Goes the Dynamite in its entirety.
I have the full version of Boom Goes the Dynamite.
And Todd has heard this before. Many, many people have heard this before.
It's catching on fast.
It is catching on fast. And now the more times the guys on SportsCenter use the word Boom Goes the Dynamite, it's really catching on. It's a catchy phrase.
You can find it all over YouTube, and one of the videos out of the many has been viewed 1.3 million times, something like that, and that's just one of them. So,
also, I did not know who Ronaldo Lopez was before yesterday. He is the young man that went to American Idol and made up that song for the mean guy, Simon Cowell, and he made up this song called I Am Your Brother.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, my gosh, if you YouTube that, that is fantastic.
Did you see that the first time when he tried out early on?
I went to YouTube and got, it's about five down if you type in American Idol, I Am Your Brother, and you go about five down, this Ronaldo Lopez or something like to that effect is crazy.
Your best friend forever, singing the songs, the music that you love.
What is he wearing? That's bad.
Well, it's like a white cape with wings. They brought him back for the finale because it was so bizarre. And then the USC marching band is the band you hear coming down.
This thing, when it hits,
95 million people voted for this American Idol thing. 95, there won't be that many people voting for the president, will there?
You're right, I think you're right.
That's going to be like the most downloaded, because they got the USC band in the background now with him. You go to iTunes, and I bet you that.
How many times has that been viewed?
Let's see here. Let me go back. It was just put on 2 weeks ago and has just 2,900 views, but there's a lot. No, oh, yeah, there's a whole bunch of them, and they all have a couple thousand each.
It's nuts.
So that American Idol, 95 million votes came in on that. And I did not know that Simon Cowell's recording studio now signs these guys. So not only does he get the money from, he gets some kind of a two-way street for Simon Cowell and a lot of money. A lot of people reporting he made over $100 million last year. I do not personally, unless I catch one of the early shows when the really bad people. But the David, is it Archuleta that won it?
No, the other one. The guy that tried out in Omaha.
Yeah, the Omaha.
David Cook.
David Cook.
He's down in Missouri, or Kansas or Missouri area. So he's kind of a local regional guy.
Yeah, he's from Missouri.
Yeah.
Came up to Omaha, tried out. And
only one from Omaha to make it, and he ends up winning it.
I did not know that. Yeah. See, that's how much I follow it. But you go back to, I like to watch the really bad ones are the ones I think people tune into. But nonetheless. Ronaldo Lopez is who you want to.
Did we just have a Dent Popper
Unbelievable.
Inbox already?
Yeah, we have a message in the Dent Popper inbox from the Dent Popper. That's kind of weird. Here to all emails to the Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Brought to you by the Dent Popper. The Dent Popper is home of the Arma lining. Whether it's a truck bed or boat, Jeep, even a golf cart, Dent Popper can protect it with a spray-on bed liner. Stop in, talk to Scott or Joel today for a free estimate. This is from the Dent Popper. I can't seem to put my finger on it, but the show sounds smarter today. What could be the reason?
Oh, we appreciate all of that talk this afternoon.
Your bill's on the way.
Yeah, we're going to have to send you something. 1-888-455-3776. Todd, Nebraska.
You want to see a guy that can hit a golf ball just to add about 10 seconds to whatever they paid for that spot. The owner of the Dent Popper.
Is he a bomber?
Man, you look at him and you wouldn't think much, but whew, hitting a golf ball. Now, it ain't straight.
No idea where it's going.
He can pound the golf ball, Scott. All right, that's all he gets.
Nebraska baseball, Todd. You're a fan. We follow a team. Obviously, I love the Nebraska baseball team, and I have liked to go to Nebraska baseball games for a long time. This year, they kind of took us on a wild ride, got people believing, and now all of a sudden, the bottom seems to have fallen out, not only for us, but A&M wins 15 games straight, now losers of 7 straight.
That might be
lost again yesterday. They are 0-2 in the Big 12 tournament. Texas beats them 15-9, 7 runs in the first inning. Nonetheless, Nebraska baseball team, Johnny Dorn does go today. You've got to win versus Kansas State, but Kansas State beat Oklahoma State the first day. What a bizarre day in the Big 12 baseball tournament that first day.
Has there been too much emphasis put on the Missouri series? I know they lost in a bad way, but Missouri's a good team.
I think
not the kind of team that should have beat Nebraska in 3 the way they did, but
I think a lot of people don't realize, you know, when you say Aaron Crow goes in the same breath as Max Scherzer. You know, Max Scherzer comes up with the Arizona Diamondbacks. I mean, he was there 2 years ago. Hasn't been in the minors 5-6 years. You know, these are kids that have that ability to go to the next level. I understand what he did coming in the way he did it on Friday night. And Johnny Dorn pitched a whale of a game. The bullpen lets us down late inning. But you had to lay down the next 2 days. And the starting pitching, almost at a zero. You know, Thad Weber, not a real good outing since Oklahoma State. You know, a lot of people question everything about, you know, the pitching that was a strength. Nebraska's ERA in the last 4 games, like 11.8 or something.
I just like to think they're mentally tougher to be able to, even though Missouri was ugly, to just walk away from that, put it behind, say, okay, now's what matters. And then Baylor happens. So now we're like, jeez, have we packed it in because of after 4 games?
See, I don't mind even losing to Baylor, but it's the way we lost.
Well, yeah.
You know, people throwing away balls, you know, well, we got a kid picked off, or, you know, just weird plays. You know, ball gets thrown to center field. You know, just the unearned runs. That is something we have not become, it has not been accustomed all year. And then all of a sudden, the last 4 games, it's like we're in a tailspin. And how do you get out of it? I don't know that. I mean, I don't have
Johnny Dorn.
Yeah, that's what they're hoping. He is the rock of this team. And people will tell you that. That's the one, if you got one guy that you want on the mound, it is G.I. Johnny. 36 wins in his career. We'll try and get another one this afternoon, 4 o'clock. You can hear that game on 94.5, the Breeze. I got to think that Eric Newman got much too far praised probably during the year when these guys were doing what they did and probably is getting much too much criticism right now. It's kind of one of those bizarre situations, but to bring this group together, lost so many pitchers from last year's team, and to have 39 wins, kind of stuck on that, and having trouble getting that 40th win, you got to win today and set yourself up for that chance to beat Oklahoma State tomorrow.
I think they've got it in them. You win today, and that puts a lot behind you. That, you know,
start over, and the success the last 2 times they've lost in the first round of the Big 12 tournament, they went on to win the Big 12 tournament. Now, they had to do that by winning 5 straight games the last 2 times because of the format change. Nonetheless, Derek?
Got Dick Beechner, UNK golf coach, on the line for you guys. A surprise call in here.
Hey, Dick, what's going on?
Well, I didn't hear all your conversation the other day when you were critiquing the state high school golf here in Nebraska, but I just want to thank all the volunteers that worked at the Kearney Country Club in Meadowlark because without the 75 to 100 people that we had helping Daddy, we wouldn't have been able to do the job that we did. And I think all the contestants and the NSAA people were pleased with what they had here in Kearney.
Been to a lot of tournaments, and Kearney definitely runs them as well as anybody. The volunteer efforts are tremendous. That's we've talked about that, Dick. This is Todd Gatula from the Hub. And we just talked about that here recently, and you really can't pull off those events without the volunteers, and the job they do is just tremendous. A lot of it's behind the scenes, and I think people leave Kearney, walk away from here knowing they took part in a great event when it's all said and done.
Right, Todd. We appreciated your article, which I read as well, and I know that Doug and Tony talked a lot about other golf courses, and I think that the fact, sure, there are other venues out there like Wild Horse and Lachlan and so forth that are good, but at the same time, I don't think those people have been interested in hosting the state high school tournament. So it's going to be here for another year, and we'll probably make another bid on it when it comes up again. So
let me ask you a question, Dick. This is Todd again.
Yep.
A lot of people, whether it's criticism or just some suggestions, talk about, you know, playing the tournament at a course like a Wild Horse or some of those others out there. Are some of those courses too difficult for the entire group of high school golfers that qualifies? I know that the top upper echelon of golfers can play those courses, and it might make for a different environment. But I know a lot of people from across the state always argue that it should be played at some of those types of courses. But on the other side of that, are they too tough for when you look at the entire field?
I think that's a good point because scores range anywhere from, let's see, at the country club from 144 to 182, and our average round probably was 5.5 hours the way it was. And you look at Class B in Lincoln at Pioneer, they range from 137 to 167. So wait a minute, that's not quite right.
But your point well taken.
Yeah, the point is that the range is quite wide, and maybe some of those golf courses would be too difficult. Here at Metalark, the scores range from 153 to 256. Excuse me. Yeah, 256. And that's quite a few strokes, you know.
Absolutely. And, you know, even Metalark on number 8, I understand there was a young man that actually ran out of golf ball. I mean, just could not get over the water and dropped 8 balls in the drink and finally, I think, ran out of balls and said, well, I guess my day's over.
Yeah, that's too bad. We had some high scores on some of the holes. I think one young man shot 17 on number 6 and shot 50 on the front 9, so he had 8 good holes and one bad one. So,
well, Dick, obviously the wind was a big that was the big determinant in this golf tournament.
Well, that number 8 was on the nice day, though, Tony.
Ooh.
Anyway, I just wanted to say we really appreciate all the help that we get, not only from the media, like the newspaper and the radio station, the TV people, but the local volunteers just make it a wonderful event. I just want to thank them again.
Dick, appreciate the phone call as always.
Talk to you later.
Yeah, I think it's a situation where Kearney, it doesn't matter if it's UNK and the national events, if it's NSAA and the cross country or the golf or whatever it may be. I think everybody says the same thing. The organization, second to none. The volunteers, second to none. And I think without the organization, the deal is chaos. And you see that when you go places that haven't done it before.
As I say, it's not just lip service. We're not just saying that because we live here and see it firsthand. But we go other places where there's tournaments run, whether you're talking a state tournament, a regional, or whatever, and they're not. There are many that are run very well. There are many others that are run very poorly. It's a direct result. So it's not just lip service. Kearney really steps up and hosts those well.
Well, Memorial Day weekend, a lot of people headed out of town, headed to the golf course, but they're all going to end up doing one thing, and that's grilling, barbecuing. A great weekend to get the summer started. There's one place, Troutman's Quality Meats, where it's all out. Fresh beer brats, best ground beef in town, ground fresh daily. Frozen patties as well. Big shipment of brand new wines in, ribs, pork back ribs, spare ribs, brisket, steaks, all for your grilling pleasure. Check out their meats and cheeses as well. They can vacuum pack anything, throw it right in the cooler, available for you right now. Troutman's Quality Meats, across from Bob's Superstore. T-Bone's waiting for you out front. Call or stop by Troutman's Quality Meats today, a grill's best friend. We're going to take a short break and be back to hear the full rendition of Boom Goes the Dynamite after this.
It was just last week when a Doug and Daddy listener was overheard making this remark.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Guess that about sums it up.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center provides a continuum of physical therapy care, including treatment of neck and back pain, post-surgical rehab, women's health, and pediatric services. Walk-ins are welcome to our facility located in the Kearney Clinic building. Family Physical Therapy.
Hi, I'm J.W. Hart, the Ironman of the Professional Bull Riders. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
Here's some good news from Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac of Kearney. Their new facility is finally finished. Midway invites one and all to the grand opening of the new and improved Midway. Not only does Midway look better, they now have more room for more parts, better service, and more vehicles for a superior selection. So stop by, see the changes inside and out, and check out the incredible incentives on new Chevrolets, Buicks, and Cadillacs at Midway, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
We'll see mostly cloudy skies all day. We have a good chance for scattered showers and storms continuing, and some of those could be severe. It'll be windy with a high of 67. Tonight, chance for an isolated shower or storm with a low of 57. Tomorrow, scattered showers and storms and a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Nicole Maroc. Right now, 55 degrees.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky.
Oh. Now, I was informed before the show, this is the Rabbit, huh?
Yeah, Eddie Rabbit live in Branson, Missouri.
A little thunder in the background.
Yeah. That's a little bad karaoke song.
Yeah, Derek brought his own karaoke machine in this morning. He's got his little microphone, his glow sticks out. He's sitting here with the lights shut out earlier.
Wow.
Todd showed up, thought nobody was around, but...
You're gonna sing a little later for us. It's kind of becoming a tradition, I think. The Indy 500 coming up. It was a year ago this week I was on.
And back home again in Indiana.
You brought it out, and I think just, you know, probably going to have to bring it out again.
Yes, goes on Sunday afternoon or late morning. And obviously singing that before has been until last year. Was the first year, Todd, which the PA announcer says, ladies and gentlemen, the great... Jim Nabors. And then Jim Nabors sings a song.
After they wheel him out of the ride bus.
Jim's getting up there. He lived in Hawaii a year ago, and that's where he lives and resides, and has for some health issues. Did not come back for the first time in a long, long while. So hopefully...
Well, we're talking about... Go ahead, give us a verse.
Well, since we're going to hear Boom Goes the Dynamite, and... Derek's looking for Back Home Again in Indiana, but...
Well, I think I want you to sing it. I don't want to hear some taped version.
Well, I mean, there's Sycamores, there's Freshie Monet, there's the Wabash. I mean,
Are you embarrassed? Do I have you?
Back home again in Indiana. With the scene which I can see, the new moon candlelight still shining bright through the sycamores for me.
Okay,
the fresh mown hay and all its fragrance, the scene which I can see. When I dream about the moonlight on the Wabash, I long for my Indiana home.
Don't quit your day job, Daddy. No.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Jim Nabors.
What do they say when the race is the green flag?
Well, they do like two or three warm-up laps, I think. And then when they drop the hammer and the green flag comes out, the PA announcer says, and they're on it. That's pretty interesting. I'm sure that those storms that are arriving here today will be moving that direction, and probably we'll get to see a... And something I did not realize, when we were there, we had to sit through a rain delay, and they've got to make sure that track, because the tires have no tread on them, the track has to be completely dry. So they dry it with, like, jet engines on the back. I mean, pickups pull around jet engines, and they make sure that is dry. Because if they do not, and they'd get up to speed, every one of those cars will shoot immediately in the first corner. They just will not grip, and they will shoot in the first corner. So it's if there's very much moisture, any moisture at all, that race is stopped, and they can't run it. I mean, it's impossible. And obviously the logistics makes it difficult because so many people come into Indianapolis with the intent of flying out on Monday. Obviously, if you had to put the race back, it's just an absolute nightmare. Hotel rooms, plane flights, I mean, people getting into town. Then you got the people that show up for the Indianapolis 500 and then leave right after that on a plane to go to Charlotte for the Coca-Cola 600. And those are the crazy, crazy racing fans. Well, Derek, we've waited long enough. This is the full rendition for people out there. We've talked about it earlier. When we say boom goes the dynamite, and they started saying it on SportsCenter, this is a full rendition of boom goes the dynamite.
And the short pauses you hear are this guy struggling.
Now just,
so.
Wait, hold on real quick. Just set this up for people who never know. Just a
Ball,
real brief.
It's a Ball State University video sports program that they put together on campus, and apparently it's this guy's either first try or he didn't make it too long
kid.
After.
He's a college kid.
Yes, sorry, buddy.
Hello, everyone. Well, the Ball State softball team continued to play this weekend, and they were hoping to continue off of their straight 3 out of 4 losses, and so we'll take a look and see how that happened. They started off good, but then eventually the Ball State women's team shut down and ended up doing poorly. Oh, no. And it's working. Okay. We're going to continue on now. The Ladies Cardinals will play an Iowa tournament starting this Friday. Before the Ball State baseball team kicks off its conference season this weekend, the Cards will battle an in-state rival, Indiana, tomorrow. Tomorrow's game will be the meeting between the two, beating both first. Hoosiers are on the 4-0 on the year, and they have won 6 of its last 7 games. Tomorrow will be the game 3 at 3 p.m.
This is really happens, people. Nobody's making this up.
Tennis, it seems last
it sounds like there's a T-ball game in the background.
It seems every week they have a player.
Oh, he's struggling.
Matt Lawrence is the latest Cardinals tennis player to win the award. Lamar won all the singles and doubles matches last week. So far, the Cardinals have had a player honored on the weekly awards. 7 out of the 9 weeks. The Cards will play at Boise State Invite this weekend. The Indiana Pacers are looking for a measure of revenge tonight against the New Jersey Nets and to strengthen their playoff hopes. The Nets won the last Sunday's matchup 94-85, which left the Pacers one game behind the Chicago in the 7th series spot.
What?
Let's check out the highlights.
Yeah, he's supposed to be calling the highlights here.
Steven Jackson's David.
What? What?
Did you just say shh?
Oh, no.
Reggie Miller's looking good. He shoots a 3, and it's good.
It's coming.
Later, he gets the rebound, passes it to the man, shoots it, and boom goes the dynamite. The final score is enough with the Pacers 63 to the Nets 61. The Associated Press of the All-American First Team in College Baseball was announced today at Utah's 7-foot sophomore.
So there's basically boom goes the dynamite, but just a long sports cast.
Yeah, he had another minute of just terror to go there. I mean, he was...
Yeah, it gets
better. Wow.
Just a notch below this show.
Oh, we've struggled many times with that poor guy.
Do you think that... Was that live, or was that... The sad thing is, you think it was probably like a taped show, they could have went back and maybe...
Yeah, exactly, and you'd think if it was a taped show, somebody really didn't like that guy because they let that tape get out. So obviously they weren't friends. Like, man, I'm going to wait till my buddies see this.
You know, they've jerked that... YouTube's got so many great things, but they've jerked the Chris Berman. They've taken that off of the website because I think people were just... when he snapped, and there's just certain things, you know, I think in a professional environment that you don't want probably to get out or shouldn't get out, but I think people probably did not like working for Chris Berman or with Chris Berman, that they were just whatever.
Funny thing. People work in the media kind of experience that or know that, but if you're just an outside fan, you don't see that behind-the-scenes stuff. It happens all the time at every level, you know.
You got to see him in here in a commercial sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I have to walk over and smack Daddy and keep him on track over there.
Sometimes he walks around and has to hug me after Doug berates me and belittles me.
Yeah, I'm just kidding about hitting you, too. You'd kill me.
You know what? Lunch is coming up, Derek. Bad seat in the house.
Burgers, wings.
8 new 42-inch flat screens for your viewing pleasure. Great food and drink specials every night. Come on down to Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island. Check out their Major League Baseball packages and get all the games all season long. While you're there, grab one of the Coop's great burgers, 7-ounce ground chuck, onion seasoned patties topped with lettuce, tomato, pickle on a toasted Kaiser bun. Chicken Coop, mushroom burger, the patty melt. Chicken Coop, totally jack burger or bacon burger. Chicken Coop. Start off your meal right with appetizers, cheese pleasers, garlic shrimp, pub pickles, or onion rings, or balls of cheese. All at the Chicken Coop, Grand Island, and Kearney. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Chris Mahalik, state champion golf coach at Alma, set to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Almost as much fun as watching Fluffy in the dryer.
All right, 35 and a half inches wide for the new refrigerator.
And then if you could do me a favor and measure the backsplash over here.
All right, yeah.
If we can get this done today and then get the backsplash done on Sunday, we maybe can have people over Monday.
It's time to tackle that list. Use your Home Depot consumer credit card and get special deferred financing on everything from flooring to lighting to outdoor living. At the Home Depot, you can do it. We can help. Offer valid through May 28th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Is Progressive.com an auto insurance utopia? Well, in a typical utopia, you spend hours frolicking in lush green meadows and splashing around in crystal clear waterfalls. But in an auto insurance utopia, you can compare Progressive rates to those of other top companies all in about 8 minutes, leaving you plenty of time for, well, frolicking. Start saving today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That's Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company's affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates available in most states and situations.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Walter, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Call Fidelki Heating and Air today.
They're back.
Don't be scared. It's a good thing. The Courtyard in Cunningham's Journal is now open. Catch all the drink specials. Order up your favorite beer, one of the Courtyard's famous margaritas. You can get them frozen or on the rocks. The Courtyard will also be serving great treats off the grill. So stop by for delicious brats and burgers. Open 7 days a week. Cunningham's Journal with the Courtyard now open is your destination away home. Cunningham's Journal and the Courtyard, downtown Kearney, on the bricks, weather permitting. This year's Fall and Winter High School Sports Podcast on ESPNSuperstation.com will only be available through June 1st, so download your favorites today.
We'll see mostly cloudy skies all day. We have a good chance for scattered showers and storms continuing, and some of those could be severe. It'll be windy with a high of 67. Tonight, chance for an isolated shower or storm with a low of 57. Tomorrow, scattered showers and storms and a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Nicole Maroc. Right now, 55 degrees.
Blame it on the rain. It was falling. Blame it on the stars. It shines at night. Whatever you do, don't put the blame.
Ridiculous, Derek. Put the glow sticks away. It's the last time I'm going to say it.
Sorry.
Hour back, Doug and Daddy's show, taking you into Memorial Day weekend. The last high school sporting event of the season wrapped up 2 days ago, and two area teams bringing home state championship trophies. We spoke with Hastings St. Cecilia coach Randy Ahrens yesterday, and we're going to speak right now with Chris Mulholick, head coach of the Alma Cardinals. Coach, first of all, congratulations on the state championship.
Well, thanks. I know that the kids are excited about it, and so we're just, looking back on the season with happy thoughts.
Coach, going into this tournament, obviously it's great to bring home a state championship, but was this something that was a goal of these kids? Did they think they could get it done when you arrived at Metal Arc Hills?
Oh, yeah. It's been a goal all season long. right when we met up with our very first team meeting, we put down a list of goals, and I try to stay away from winning championships, but it was always in the back of their mind.
I think a lot of people that see the list of members on your team, you've got Tripes, you've got Spadies. Do they all sell cars?
Yes, they do. That's funny that you said that, because they're hardworking individuals. Chris Tripe, he spends more time at the body shop than anything, and then Spady, he also drives the Holdridge, and he works there.
Chris Mulholick, head coach of the Alma Cardinals, the state championship golf team, joins us on the Doug and Darius Show. Alex Ring led the way. 76 took back a step with an 81 on the second day. You guys get into that playoff. What was said before the playoff? And a lot of people out there want to know how a playoff in golf works, Chris.
Well, it was a first for me. It basically boils down to this. The Alma Cardinals and the Ewing Tigers, they go at it. Five people shoot, and then they take the top four scores off of one hole. If we tie, goes on to the next hole. So it's basically sudden death. We were talking about this, I think it was after Cambridge, and we said, wouldn't it be sweet if we had a team playoff, that team, that's what they are. They feed off of each other. And so after the first two guys parred out, I knew that we had it won.
Yeah, I think a lot of times those team playoffs, obviously it puts a lot of pressure on your third, fourth, and fifth guys, and they obviously come down to making a big putt.
Oh, yeah. It's something, in and of itself of, trying, to hit a golf ball with, 200 people watching you. I mean, it's very hard to do.
Talk about Wes Spady improving 10 strokes the second day, 93 to an 83. If you circle one big move one way or another, it's him.
Oh, yeah. Spady, I actually follow the golfers. I usually follow, either Spady or Tripe. I just opened up the day with following Tripe. Tripe, he looked like he was doing fine. He had a lot of birdie attempts. And then Spady, he actually parred out on the last four holes, and those were the last four holes I was following him on. And so, golf's a weird deal. It's a weird game. It has to do a lot with confidence. And, Spady, he was on fire. He could not miss. He had some great ons. And, he missed three birdie attempts, but he parred out on those holes. So
it's crazy he did that in the wind that was blowing that second day as well.
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of kids probably went the other way 10 strokes, but he was not one of them.
Oh, no. That says a lot about, what type of golfers they are. They deal with adversity pretty well. And also I'd like to comment on Dylan. Dylan, he shot excellent that day, and so did Ring. shooting a 76 is amazing, and then following that up with a great score, that's awesome. And then with Tripe, he kind of set the tone on the playoff hole. He teed off, and he was way down the fairway, and so Ewing, they see this, and they're like, I have to equal his distance, but they can't follow up, and it was just an amazing deal.
Well, Chris Mahalik from the Alma Cardinals joined us after taking home the state championship trophy from Meadowlark Hills in the Class D race, able to beat Ewing Tigers in a playoff, winning it quite easily. The next teams were well far back in Archbishop Bergen, 14 strokes back behind you guys. But nonetheless, you had to make it exciting with that playoff. You mentioned the amount of people and the pressure put on those kids. But this is something, these kids have been golfing together since the fifth grade.
Yeah, you know, and even some of them, you know, they picked up a club earlier. But, you know, and see, that's another thing that makes this championship really special is that, you know, we had no one move in or move away. You know, they've been playing golf forever, you know, together. And so it's truly special.
Well, Chris, this is a group, and you don't have to go very far back when Alma and you look at the football and the basketball just were unsuccessful, did not have a great group of athletes go through at one time. This is a group that's kind of got things turned around in football and basketball as well.
Yeah, you know, in football, you know, we improved a great deal, and then also in basketball. And I also want to comment, I have a great assistant coach in Mike Brummer. Mike Brummer, he was the head coach of the basketball team, and they just kind of carried that on to the golf season. And, you know, Mike Brummer, he's an excellent, excellent coach.
Chris, we appreciate the time you gave us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy the trophy and the victory and all that was this state championship.
Well, thank you very much.
Always great when people from the area bring home state championship trophies. We were pleased to be joined yesterday, like I mentioned, from Randy Aarons. Congratulations to all the kids at Hastings St. Cecilia on a fine, fine season. And now Chris Mahalik from the Alma Cardinals. And 14 strokes separated these two teams, and then they end up exactly on the same number. And
you don't see team playoffs very often at all. I mean, that was something everybody's looking around each other. They're like, okay, now what?
All tee off. God.
Yeah, in front of 200, you know, 200 plus
people.
Yeah,
there was quite a gallery watching.
Yeah, that's tough. It's tough enough for me to tee off when somebody's like, play through, and then you got three people. You got three people on the tee box standing there watching you. You don't know. That's hard enough for me, and not to mention 200.
Guys, we're going to go to the Dent Popper inbox. This comes from Brent. What is up with this weather? After the Baylor loss and this crappy weather, the hardworking folk in Nebraska need a pick-me-up. Daddy, could you give us 30 seconds or so of some good Bill C. bashing? It would lift our spirits and make us smile on such a lousy day and remind us that brighter ones are on their way. In fact, maybe you could make it in an every Friday event until football season. That way we could also hear the glasses half empty Doug whine and sniffle about getting over it, spewing his pessimistic views. But hey, that makes good radio. I bet Doug liked Sam G on American Idol last year. Hand him some tissues before you start, Daddy. Have a good weekend. Thanks, Brent. Appreciate the email.
You guys should really promote that Dent Popper inbox more. Your listeners have got some pretty good stuff. Just let them carry the show.
That'd be better, wouldn't it? Hey, let's take a short break. We'll come back and wrap up the weekend on the Doug and Daddy Show back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two guys who get a little emotional when they hear John Belushi yell, desire a unique eating experience that's fun, fast, delicious, and healthy for the whole family? Then you must try the Mongolian Grill in the Vista Point Shopping Villa in Kearney. The dining experience is like no other, as you select a mound of fresh vegetables, meat, seafood, and steamed noodles, combined with a multitude of tasty sauces to create a limitless variety of heavenly combinations. Then watch our stick-wielding chef expertly stir-fry your selection on a huge flaming grill. Open 7 days to serve you, Monday through Saturday till 10, Sunday till 8, or call for carryout.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
Hey, honey, where are you?
Appliances. They're having a Memorial Day event here at Lowe's. They've got 10% off major appliances, $397 or more. You know, we get 12 months special financing with purchases of $299 or more on our Lowe's consumer credit card? Then I'm off to paint. We can get $5 off 1 gallon Valspar paint. Where are you?
Looking at concrete.
Really?
Yeah, I really like concrete.
Come to Lowe's this Memorial Day weekend. Let's build something together. Credit offer valid 522 through 526. Additional restrictions apply. See store for details.
If you're looking for excitement online, then you need to know where to go. And GoldenCasino.net is the perfect place for you. See why so many have been to GoldenCasino.net to sharpen their casino skills on GoldenCasino.net's state-of-the-art software. Play all your favorite casino games at GoldenCasino.net. All free! GoldenCasino.net is the place to be for anyone looking to kick back and relax after a hard day's work or kill some time on the weekend. Check out GoldenCasino.net today. It's the most fun you've ever had for free.
GoldenCasino.net is not a gambling site.
Here's the Crossroads Ford Bargains of the Week. 2004 Mercury Grand Marquis LS. It's loaded. Has leather. $10,900. 2006 Ford Explorer 4x4 XLT. Has the third row seat. Stock number 597. Now just $16,900. Look at this. A 2004 Chevy 1500 Silverado pickup. Now just $12,900. That's Crossroads Ford. Kearney.
Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the new
I'm back, Doug and Daddy Show.
The more you slip sliding away.
Hopefully, rain's going to move out of the area, but doesn't foresee that in the foreseeable future as you look at the radar. Seems to be building up. Hopefully, they're going to get some baseball in today in Oklahoma City. We're going right now live to Oklahoma City. Mike Bruce joins us. Mike, what's going on down there?
Hey, Daddy. It's a lot better weather down here than it is up there, I hear. A little windy, but the sun's shining.
Yeah, obviously, the wind, when it blows in Oklahoma City, it's blowing out, usually out of the south. That didn't affect much of the game on Wednesday, for the Huskers. How big's the crowd for Nebraska down there?
It's probably one of the bigger that's there. There's not a lot of people out, but we bring one of the best crowds there is. The problem we have with the wind is we got to hit it up out of the infield a little bit further, else the wind doesn't help us.
Yeah, the pop-ups on the infield have been a big detriment to this team. What's the feel down there when you talk to people? Are they think we can get things turned around, or is it doom and gloom?
It's not real positive right now. We're going to have to bring out everything for this game today, I think. To take down the Power Cats.
Well, the Power Cats playing awfully well, able to upset Oklahoma State on the opening day. Well, opening day was pretty much all upsets. If you're an underdog, better been a good day for you.
Absolutely, it was. Got to see some good games, but you just didn't want to be the favorite in any of them.
Yeah, yesterday Texas able to jump on A&M early and often. Now let me get this straight, Mike. There's actually a restaurant in left field. Is that correct?
That's right. That's where we park our rears every day. Left field up there. It's a little place called Coach's. Some of the best beer around, and sit and watch baseball. Didn't get much better than that.
Weather's nice, and there will be baseball today. No rain in the forecast down there?
Oh, no. It's perfect. Just a little breezy. Should help our power, you know, power hitting out there to left field. But other than that, it's going to be sunny, and they got Johnny Baseball on the mound, so we should be ready to go.
Hey, Mike, thanks for giving us a phone call today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy it, and get home a little earlier tonight.
All right, Daddy.
Well, guys having a good time. I know this group goes down every year. They look forward to this trip. Oklahoma City is a great, great place, great atmosphere for baseball. Couple area track meets going on. The Hastings College track and field team had some strong performances during the first day of competition at the NAIA Track and Field National Championships. Leading the way, Scott Van Cura, who took runner-up in the men's hammer throw. Scott broke the 200-feet barrier with a heave of 204.11, bettering his previous personal best by 11 feet. Unbelievable. Congratulations to Scott. Coach Clay is also very happy with the performance of his athletes in other events. The women's 4x800 relay improved their time by 7 seconds to place 13th and also broke the school record. Relay consists of Kay Brockmeyer, Audrey Curtis, Alyssa Farmer, and Scotty Shaw. In the 400 intermediate hurdles, Tyson Beresh placed 17th, only missing the finals by one spot, and Audra Lecklider I'm butchering that name, I know, cleared two heights in the women's pole vault. Michelle Slater ran well in the 200-meter dash, the time of 25.85. The national meet will continue today and be completed on Saturday. In UNK events, Michelle Dring. She did some good things in California. Kelly Dring. She leaped 18 feet, 9 and 3 quarters inches to a second place in the long jump. A 3-day meet is going on right now at Mount San Antonio College. Most of Thursday's events because of, well, imagine this, rain. Did not start until 9 o'clock last night, Central Time, due to extended rain delay. Had her best jump on her fifth attempt. Kirby Blackley of Findlay, Ohio, won the national title with a leap of 20 feet, 1 and 3 quarters inches.
Wow.
She achieved that in her very first effort of the night. She waited all day to bust a big one. And
boom goes dynamite.
And boom went the dynamite. So congratulations. Also Thursday, Imperial Junior Michelle Dill qualified for the 1,500-meter finals by running a 4-minute, 34-second time. The time was her fifth fastest in her flight and the ninth fastest overall. So North natives Jacqueline DeBurn, 3,000-meter steeplechase, and Spencer Huff long jump also competed Thursday.
Say a few more compete today. Kylie Peterson, the shot. Dring will be in the triple jump tonight. And Dill will run again in the 800. So,
little
UK doing well on national track, as always.
Guys, we go to the Dent Popper inbox here. This regarding the Boom Goes the Dynamite video. I just watched that video, guys, and I got to say, if you think the audio is bad, you have to check out the video. It is brutal. At times, he's talking to himself, sighing, and throughout the whole thing, he just has a blank stare on his face. And then he makes a great quote here. He shows up unprepared, later makes a lot of mistakes, and Boom Goes his dream of being a sportscaster. That from Adam and Holdridge. Thanks, Adam.
Also, a little UNK women's basketball news. Carol Russell announced today that post Monique Tribble of Clackamas Community College, Oregon, will transfer to UNK and play for the Lopers. Tribble, a 6'2" southpaw
from Clackamas, Oregon. Where do they find these kids?
Yeah.
So the name sounds good.
She will. Other players in the recruiting class include Kim Thiessen, Des Moines Area Community College guards Tessa Kreutzer of Holdridge, Debbie Johnson, Perkins County, which is Frank Anderson's home of Grant, and wing Vanessa Lepper from Colorado Springs School. So that should round out their recruiting class, and I appreciate the information on that.
Guys, before we get out of here with baseball season, you got all the Legion teams playing. You got, just your recreational softball leagues, that kind of stuff going on. We have to tell you about Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. They have two clinics in Kearney, locations in Ravenna, Elm Creek, and Bertrand. Their staff is committed to providing excellence in rehabilitation to all patients. They go beyond physical therapy, though. They'll help you out every step of the way through pain and success. They'll work to help rebuild and strengthen up your body. They have 15 years experience in the community, and when you choose Family Physical Therapy, you don't just choose a name, you choose a team that cares. Again, two clinics in Kearney, locations in Ravenna, Elm Creek, and Bertrand. That's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Did you just say softball was recreational?
I did say that. I did.
Oh.
And Derek's phone number is?
Sorry. Sorry about that.
We're going back to the Dent Popper inbox. This comes from Nick. I was headed to a golf tournament last weekend in Garing. I was stunned to hear Daddy's voice almost to Paxton. I am your brother, best friend forever. Thanks, Nick. I appreciate that.
Gearing's that great golf course, Monument Shadows.
Really?
That's my second home course. It's my wife's from there.
Really?
She's just down the street. Oh, cool. That's where he played. That place is unbelievable.
We got 18 holes in Gearing?
Yep. Kind of reminds you a little bit like Metal Arc. They've got an old nine that's been there for years, big trees. Then back nine's kind of brand newer, not brand new anymore. And it's more open. Water, not many trees. Anyway,
of course, this rain dampening. What, you getting big plans for the weekend, Todd?
Nope. Maybe get on the golf course if it clears up enough. Otherwise, probably sit in the garage and play board games.
I don't know. That forecast is looking kind of nasty into the weekend, too. 40% chance, it looks like, tomorrow of some more thunderstorms and showers. But then, I think Sunday it's only supposed to be 20% up to, an 83-degree high there. So maybe Sunday for some golf.
A lot of bowling.
Yeah, you watch the Indy 500 or not?
I watched the last 20 laps.
Last 20 laps. Danica got a win earlier this year. Does she have a chance? I like to watch the Indy 500, and part of it's because, well, I've been to the Indy 500, so it's the only open wheel race we really pay attention to and watch, but yeah, I don't think she probably gets it. They got Ray Hall's racing, they got Andretti's racing, AJ Foyt, Foyt will be the first one to wreck, as he is always in this race, so, I want to thank Chris Mahalik, head coach of the Alma Cardinals golf team, for joining us as they bring home the state championship. I want to thank our Todd Catula for joining me this morning here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And we want to thank our friend from Ball State for letting us say boom goes the dynamite.
Wow.
Doug, obviously off today, playing in the Dane Creek Open at the Ord Golf Course this weekend. Folks, don't drink and drive this weekend.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Hey, look forward to seeing you on Tuesday. We're going to take Monday off along with you. Enjoy the weekend, people, and we look forward to seeing you on Tuesday on the Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.